That was Wake Up by Delaney Bailey. Kind of a weird one. You know, you always got to do something a little interesting. Next up is Mary in the Junkyard. This is Midori. I think Midori is just a single that they just released, but I could be very wrong. It is a single. It's called Midori. Just came out on Friday. And another thing another song that came out on Friday is Wisp, came out with a new track with Alden, and this is another single. I think Wisp has just released like an EP or album of some sorts. No, they came out with an album. Yes, they came out with an album in this year, and I listened to some of the singles from that album, and I ended up really liking it, so this could be something to check out if you're ever feeling like you want to. Anyway, this is Mary in the Junkyard with Midori.
Tell all your friends I hate it then. Feet on the ledge, screaming amen. When they find my body, they'll think you killed me. And I'm crazy, but maybe not crazy enough for you.
That was Wisp and Alden with Crocodile Eyes. Up next, this isn't a new song per se, but it is one of my favorite songs that I used to listen to all the time last semester. So I was like, I have to play it. Also, it's a small artist, and also it fits the vibe of what I've been playing, which has just been weird stuff, I guess is how you could classify today's show. And this is Real. I should have chosen different words before saying the title of that, by Feeble Little Horse. I'm really excited for whatever they have coming up next after this release. And in the kind of same sphere of this track, Fleshwater just released a new album called 2000 In Search of the Endless Sky. And one of my faves off the album is Green Street. So that's coming up after this. 21 Pilots, actually, while I was, you know, waiting for the track to end before I talked, new album Breach just went number one on the Billboard charts. I didn't think they had it in them, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't think they were not relevant enough, but I just didn't think that the album was that strong to be a number one album on Billboard. But I'm actually really proud of them, because honestly, this puts them in a contender for a Grammy maybe in the future if it keeps going that way and they keep going number one and all that. But their last number one album was 10 years ago with Blurry Face. And it's like, yeah, that album changed everything in this kind of scene of music. That album was kind of the catalyst for a lot of things that came after it. And what a time to be alive when that album released. God. So now we're kind of having a repeat of that, I guess, with this album. And if you're a 21 Pilots fan, let me know what you think about Breach. I need to listen to it more to really form a bigger opinion on it. Wasn't a huge fan of it, but that's how I felt when I first listened to their last album, Clancy, their like most recent one that came out last year. Wasn't a big fan. Then listened to it more and actually became a bigger fan of it. So maybe it just needs more listens. I don't know. Anyway, this is Feeble Little Horse with This Is Real.
Past.
That was Green Street by Flesh Water off their album 2000, In Search of the Endless Sky. As I mentioned, 21 Pilots just went number one on Billboard. And of course, in celebration of that, gonna play a song from that album. This is Drum Show. If you heard this on my last episode of Nothing Is Real, no, you didn't. So ignore that. Then after that, I have She's Green. They just came out with their new album. Let's see, is it an album? It's an EP. It's called Chrysalis. And back in the day, last semester, I played figurines a lot on my show. So this is Little Birds from that same EP. Then after that, I've got a little bit more for you guys. I can't believe it's already 3:20. I don't know where the last hour and 20 minutes went. Can someone tell me, please? But it's a nice day out. Make sure to get outside and, you know, touch grass today before it gets cold. Also, happy 21st night of September. Earth, Wind, and Fire, do you remember? I might have to end the show with that track, I'm not going to lie, because not all the time does it fall on the 21st night of September. It's low-key sad, though, because I used to go to a 21st night of September party when I was in college, and now, not in college, and I don't talk to those people anymore. Isn't that great? Anyway, this is Drum Show by 21 Pilots. You're listening to Nothing Is Real on Sunday, September 21st. Enjoy.
Putting on a drum show. Drum show. All around as his head starts to fall, turns it up. Stuck between a rock and a home. Two places he does not want to go. So, so, he's putting on a drum show.
nothing. Prepared for everything and scared of anything in between.
That was Anything in Between by PDUSA. Next up is one of my favorite pop girlies, indie pop girlies. This is Samia with her new album Bloodless, and this is Lizard off that album. And then Hemlock Springs, which is a name you might remember. She was kind of viral a few years ago on TikTok, released a new song called The Beginning of the End. And I'm happy to say she's still killing it.
With the strength. Pieces of
That was The Beginning of the End by Hemlock Springs. Next up is Leveda's new album. This is Love Darla and the track Heaven off that album. And then to kind of bring it full circle, I started the show off with Alice Phoebe Liu. Gonna end the show off with her song You and I. Well, actually not end it because I'm playing a song after, but those two to wrap up this new music. I hope you guys have been enjoying. Catch you in a bit. That was You and I by Alice Phoebe Liu. And to end off Nothing Is Real, this week's episode of Nothing Is Real, we're going to go with The 21st Night of September. This is September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And yeah, thank you all for listening. And I hope you have a great week. I hope everything treats you well. And I'll see you next week.
so long, honey, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye, still get a word, babe. So I just say very well. Night saying you treated me unkind. Could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all
thinking clean. What for?
parts of me.
Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm gonna try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe, and I've got gas. Natural gas, that is. It comes to me through a series of pipes buried in the ground.
pipes that all too often get damaged by people who dig before calling 811. This causes real problems for millions of Americans like me who rely on natural gas to heat their homes and cook their food, but it's even worse for the people who hit the gas lines. Well, here's the good news. You don't have to be one of those people. Just call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more info.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update.